Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 17. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Butterpea.
That's her. She has not kicked me out yet, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. We also have with us this week somebody that we've been wanting to talk to for a long time, our special guest, BJ Jameson. BJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, this is truly an honor for us. We've been following you for a while here. I hope you don't feel like we've been stalking, but we kind of have. So a little bit about your background. You picked up the guitar at 13 years old, following a budding rodeo career. Tell us how that all happened.
Yep. So my parents, big in rodeo, my whole family, really. My mom was a Miss Rodeo America. My dad was a team roper, kind of champion here and there and everywhere. And then all my sisters, I got two older sisters. They did the same thing. They still do. They go to rodeos and stuff. I did it for a little bit and then found out it's not really my click.
Gotcha.
So kind of replaced that with a guitar.
Yeah, it's better than eating dirt on a regular basis, I'm sure. Yeah. And self-taught. So you just picked the guitar up and started playing. It just came to you.
Yep, pretty much. I started watching YouTube videos and then just learning how to play this song, then learn how to play another song, and then just kind of went song to song.
That's all right. And tell us, were there folks that influenced you as you started picking this up? There's some that you said, hey, this is the sound I like.
Yeah, a lot of them kind of were a lot of the classic country, like Johnny Cash was pretty much the biggest one that I followed for a long time, just doing everything, pretty much wanted to be Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Well, it's a good one to follow.
Yeah. Then I just gradually over the years just kind of got a little bit newer, kind of went more Waylon style, then got up to kind of Alan Jackson, then now kind of running on a lot of Zach Top or Braxton Keith stuff.
Yeah. It's interesting to me too, as we've listened to your music, you, in spite of, or even though having those sorts of influences, it's very much your sound. You have such a smooth voice, which we'll hear here shortly as we play the songs that we've got. Mm-hmm. But this tells you how old C. Willie is, I kind of harken back to the crooner days, you know, the Frank Sinatras and Dean Martins. You have that kind of a hold on people when they're listening to your music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you feel that.
Yeah.
We like it. Yeah, no, we like that. The first song that we've got queued up, BJ, is Whiskey Broken Heart. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is one of the songs that I really kind of fell in love when I first heard the track of it and everything. And I first heard it, I was like, this is way too catchy to not do a cut on it. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Because I think the first time I heard it, I was like going home like, okay, yeah, I really like this. Just singing along to it pretty much the whole way. Like, man, that's too catchy to not do something with it.
You bet. Well, let's give this one a listen. It's BJ Jameson, Whiskey Broken Heart.
Feels like one of those nights, ain't nothing going right. There's a little bit more in my mind. It happens all the time. Start thinking about me and you, end up back on the stool. Shot of something will change my mood. It's gonna take more than one or two, or some Kentucky or Tennessee. about her kids. What she does with her take me ribs. Something that you can't help miss. So have a little sympathy. If you lost her, Kentucky or Tennessee. Long as I'm hurting, I'm gonna keep throwing them down. Hit me again. I'm trying to drown what could have been. When you're running from the truth, 80 proof's a real good place to start. When you're working on a whiskey, working on a whiskey broken heart.
All right. That's BJ Jameson's Whiskey Broken Heart. That is that smooth sound that we've just fallen in love with here, dude. That's it. Really, really nice.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're going to pause, pay some bills, and we will be right back. All of us at Vehicle City Sound are excited to be partnering with the Vault Concert Venue in Saginaw, Michigan for what's sure to be an instant classic. Three big stars, one stage, an amazing time for all. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m., Mark Blumsteel leads things off. His powerful voice and amazing range will have you wanting more. Then it's Waylon Hanel. He scored some great top 100 hits on the independent country music charts with Lighten That Load and Blackberry Brandy, and his latest, Keith Whitley Blue, is already another hit. Finally, making the trip north from Nashville, it's John Eason. A veteran, a patriot, and an absolute star on stage, you'll love John's southern style and charm, and his songs, well, they're nothing short of next level. So be sure to join us at the Vault in Saginaw, Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Blumsteel, Hanel, and Eason. It'll be epic. Tickets are just $20 in advance and $25 the day of the show, and they're available online at thevaulteventcenter.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are here with BJ Jameson. Just heard Whiskey Broken Heart. Love that song. BJ, what's the creative process look like for you when you're writing a song? What, you know, we've talked to folks that it's 15 seconds on a napkin and they've got a hit. And we've talked to others that it's 10 years letting this kind of percolate. What's it look like for you?
I myself am definitely more of a long-term. That's what I would say. It's more of a long-term process for me. I'm writing with Dave Gibson. He's produced all these songs here. I mean, he's just at it. He's a little more quicker on that. And that's why I really like doing it with him, because then it is more of like, we just like sit down. I come with an idea and he's like, okay, let's build the idea and then we can get it done within a couple hours or so. And then, but like, I've got a couple of my own there. I mean, it just bits and pieces here. If I think of something, write it down, and then I won't think of it again for another 6 weeks.
It's kind of when the inspiration gets you, and that's do you pick things out? Are there pieces of the day that all of a sudden, I was thinking about something along those lines, and that's where it happens?
Yeah, a lot of that is just kind of like throughout the day. If I'll be thinking or something, or I'll hear something, and then I'll think, oh wait, hold on, that kind of goes with this. Hold on, let me just start piecing little words together that rhyme. Yeah. And then
there you go. Now, in your career too, you have shared the stage with a lot of folks that our listeners know about, Parmalee, Mark Wills, Jared Neiman, and a little later this year, you are going to be up on stage, from what we understand, with one of my personal favorites, Gary Allen. How did that come about?
We played at a county fair last year as, I think, I'm not sure what day it is, if it was a Friday or a Sunday. It was kind of more of an off day, but the main act was the day after. Mm-hmm. And we played there, and then I guess something must have been right to where they wanted us to come back for the year later and then have us be with the main act there.
And that's Gary.
Yep.
That's phenomenal.
That's so awesome. How does that make you feel? I mean, that's huge.
I always love it. I mean, I would take almost, I mean, I'd take an opener for just about anybody.
Yeah.
Just because absolutely. I always love doing that and just getting to meet other musicians.
You bet.
That is awesome.
I've got a stack of ticket stubs from Gary Allen shows. So I really admire the fact that you're going to be able to do that. And that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And the top of that, you were recently at the 2024 Midwest Country Music Awards. And congratulations on your nomination for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Tell us about it.
It was really good. I mean, for a first year, I'd say it was still a win to me. Mm-hmm. Just for getting there and meeting so many people and then just kind of getting in with that group. I mean, it was awesome just meeting all the different people.
Congratulations. You well deserved. Let me tell
Thank
you what.
You.
Well deserved.
So the next one we've got queued up, BJ, is Working on the Road. How did this song come about?
This is one I had told Dave Gibson about. I said, I want a driving song. Like, I've always wanted a driving song. That's always been a thing. For a while, I drove a truck. And then, I mean, being a musician, I drive a lot. I was like, I want something. Like, I mean, there's always, every musician seems to have a driving song. I need one of those too. And he said he'd do some looking to see if he had any. And then he asked a friend, and one of his friends had a driving song that was pretty much perfect. I'm like, and I heard it and I'm like, that's definitely the one.
All right. And you put your stamp on this and the rest, so they say, is history.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Working on the Road, BJ Jameson.
The asphalt and the concrete, I'm laying burns my hands as a passing car speed through the caution signs. They want their extra lanes so they won't have to wait. I just wanna finish this job alive. They frown as they go by me, like I'm just in their way. But I'm more than just a servant to the state. Working on the road, working on a dream. Between the white lines and black top, that's where I wanna be. Love what I'm doing. It ain't the money, heaven knows. Driving my heart, guiding my soul. Working on the road. I drive from Maine to Austin, hauling goods down from the coast. 18 wheels a row, both day and night. Well, I've lost some CB buddies, and it haunts me like a ghost. Every time I pass the places where they jackknifed. But the good Lord's riding shotgun while I'm jamming gears. He's watching out for me while I'm out here. Working on the road, working on a dream. Between the white lines and blacktop, that's where I wanna be. Love what I'm doing. It ain't the money, heaven knows. It's driving my heart, guiding my soul. Working on the road. We play this barroom circuit the dives and honky-tonks, and we've all taken turns in the driver's seat. And we're constantly reminded that we're still paying dues. Some nights we barely make enough to eat. But these guys are like my brothers, and if we never get our break, we'll still be out here on the interstate, working on the road, working on a dream. Between the white lines and blacktop, that's where I want to be. I love what I'm doing. Lord, it ain't the money, heaven knows. It's driving my heart, guiding my soul. Working on the road, it's driving my heart, it's guiding my soul. Working on the road.
Yeah, you've got your driving song there, BJ. That is definitely a good one. We enjoy that. Working on the road, BJ Jameson. We'll catch you just on the other side of this commercial.
Hey, VCS listeners. You know I like bling. Well, I've come across a new product I know you're going to love as much as I do. It's Katie Waltman Jewelry. And these elegant, handcrafted pieces range from stackable rings and gold-filled bracelets to personalized charm necklaces. They've been featured in Elle, InStyle, Oprah.com, and worn by celebrities like Molly Sims and Quarter Pete. I encourage you to get online and check out the entire offering at katiewaltman.com. What's more, because you listen to the Vehicle City Sound podcast, I've arranged a 20% discount on your whole order. Just enter the discount code VCS at checkout. This offer runs through July 31st, 2025, so check it out soon. KatieWaltman.com and use the discount code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with BJ Jameson. BJ, you're in Nebraska, is that correct?
Yep.
We got our Midwest covered now. We're excited about this.
And just so you know, Quarter Peep has you on her Spotify playlist.
All right.
No, we've heard a couple of great ones from you tonight. You're out. You are a busy man. You got, 10 shows next month? You're out on the road?
Yeah, at least, I think.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about life out on the road. How are you enjoying being out there and doing that?
I love it. I mean, there's nights where, I mean, just like working on the road, you barely make enough to eat, but you can't stop, so.
You bet. And having some great success.
I'm loving it.
Good for you. Where do folks find you? I'm sure you've got some social media out there, and if we want to know where we're going to be following you and seeing you in one of these live shows, where do they find you?
Yep, the easiest way would be just all at bjjameson.com. And then for all the socials, it's under BJ Jameson Music. And then you can find all the schedules on whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. And then all the music platforms are under BJ Jameson.
And I highly encourage our listeners to get out there and check them out on YouTube and check out these platforms because his music, as you're hearing here tonight, is spectacular. It's such a smooth sound. You've definitely got your own sound. We like that. Have there been things for you that have surprised you about being out and performing, or the things that you weren't expecting and said, wow, this is different?
Yeah.
That we can talk about.
Yeah. There's been a lot of different, like, and a lot of unique places I've played. I mean, just for reference, I mean, heck, one of the times I was surprised the most was just, I think, a little less, maybe a month ago or something. We went out to Grand Junction and drove all the way out there for specifically this show because we were opening up for Braxton Keith in Grand Junction, Colorado, and got there. I mean, it took a long time to get there, over the mountains and everything else and across the snow and everything. But we got there and the owner came up and he said, you guys are headlining, which I've heard that before as a joke, and this time it was not a joke.
Oh, Braxton couldn't make it.
No, they were stuck in Denver because of all the weather.
All right.
That was definitely one of the biggest kind of like shell shock, just like, oh no. I came so prepared to do, it's like, all right, yeah, I got an hour. All I got to do is sing for an hour and then that's it. And
yeah.
Open up and then just boom.
Now we're the main act. There you go. But you pulled it off, I'm certain.
Yep. It was an awesome time. We still had a really great crowd, and I'm definitely looking forward to going back.
Terrific. Well, the last one that we've got queued up for you is a song that Quarter Peep and I have really embraced. We really enjoy this. I love the message that you've got in this song, the way you've played it with the lyrics and kind of how it's turned it around a little bit, but a little less beautiful. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This is definitely the love song, and had the specific reason for putting our radio release on it for Valentine's Day, just because I'm like, this is, because we put it out with the Whiskey Broken Heart EP, and I'm like, I can't just let this one kind of sit in the shadows. This one has to get its own, it's kind of got its own name already, and it's worthy of its own single.
Oh, no question at all. Yeah. No question at all. Was this written for somebody in particular?
Nope, this was one Dave Gibson wrote there.
All right.
I wish I could say I wrote it.
Okay. We were wondering. We're like, maybe there's a story going on here.
Maybe that's a question for Dave. I'll ask him.
There you go. We'll get the backstory on this at some point. All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is A Little Less Beautiful from BJ Jameson.
Sunset with the colors of a rainbow, moonlight on the Gulf of Mexico, North Georgia mountains in the early fall. Raindrops on a glass-top river, snowflakes on a lake in winter, it still amazes me, God made it all. A little less beautiful, quite as incredible as you in the morning, my t-shirt on, your hair messed up, girl, everything else just pales in comparison to everything I've ever done, everywhere I've been, everything I've seen, from my point of view, is a little less beautiful than you. If I could write you a song on my guitar, I could tell you how wonderful you are, with the perfect words and melody. It would have all the magic of Mozart, wrapped up with the love in my heart. But even the perfect song would always be a little less beautiful, not quite as incredible as you. Your grandma's necklace, hold all of them, girl. Everything else just pales in comparison to everything I've ever done. Everywhere I've been, everything I've seen, from my point of view, is a little less beautiful than you. Every picture Van Gogh painted, every poem Shakespeare created, is a little. Beautiful, not quite as incredible as you in the morning, my t-shirt on, your hair messed up, girl, everything else just pales in comparison to everything I've ever done, everywhere I've been, everything I've seen, from my point of view, is a little less beautiful.
rapidly becoming one of my favorites. It's a little less beautiful from BJ Jameson. When you've got quarter peep swaying like that, you got something.
I know all the words too, just so you know, but I've
No, that is a fantastic song, BJ.
Thank you guys very much.
You bet.
I feel like that's like the 2025 wedding song of the year.
And what we're going for.
Yeah. It is certainly going to make a few. That's for sure. Yeah. BJ, we appreciate you joining us this evening. Tell us again where the fans can find you.
Yep. Easiest way is all at bjjameson.com. That's where we got all our links to whatever you want to find us on, whether it's Spotify or Facebook or TikTok, anything like that.
All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We appreciate having you here, buddy.
Of course. Thank you guys very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Oh, I think that's a wrap on tonight's episode, Quarter Peep. We can be found on all the major podcast platforms. We're out there on 14 of them right now. You can find us on Spotify and YouTube and wherever else you get your information. We want to hear from you, fans. If you know another BJ Jameson that you want us to talk to, drop us a note, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can also find us at vehiclecitysound.com. Find out where we're going to be, who we're going to be stalking next week, and we will keep it going. BJ, thanks one more time for being a part of the show.
Thank y'all very much.
All right. Hey, everybody, be good.